Chapter 1. Hit and Run. We were sitting in our hotel room when the phone rang. John picked it up and frowned as he listened. "What? What is it?" I asked when he hung up. "I don't know. Mumby asked if I could meet him in the cafe downstairs. He sounded weird. This could be very bad."
"Bad?
Maybe they're going to fire us. We haven't even started yet. Or there could be a problem with our visas." "Let's go and see," I said. "Do you think I can go down there without a veil?" "Just wear the cloak thing and the headscarf. It'll be fine." The cafe was dark, smoky, and cavernous. Big plasma TVs were mounted on the walls. One of them showed a football match. Another was playing an episode of World's Biggest Monster Trucks. A few Saudi men adorned the tables, dressed in long white robes and red and white checked headgear. They smoked and fingered smartphones with manicured nails. Our colleagues, Mumby and Fernando, were easy to spot. The short Zulu and the huge Peruvian Brit made an odd couple. Mumby was staring straight ahead, looking at nothing. Fernando appeared calmer but grim, like a doctor about to give his patients bad news. He nodded a greeting.
"Have a seat, you two."
"What's the matter?"
"I'll break it to you quickly, John, because there's no nice way of saying it."
Phillips did.
"What? But I just saw him this morning. When did it happen?"
"About an hour ago."
"How?"
"Hit and run. Some pimply teenager was speeding. Knocked him out cold. Mumby here saw it happen. Said the car swerved on purpose to hit him. Didn't even bother to stop to wipe down the fender."
Mumby shook his head slowly.
"The limbs were all twisted."
"Just now? How? Where?"
"There was a teacher who used to work here, visiting. She didn't want to go to the supermarket alone. You know, the one just across the street. So Philip offered to go get her a box of juice. Then, on his way back, that's when he got hit. Just outside the dry cleaners next door. Mumby was dropping off his shirts, so he was first on the scene."
"He was all crumpled up," murmured Mumby.
Fernando continued. "Then after the ambulance came, he called me, and then you."
"All crumpled up."
Fernando patted Mumby on the shoulder. "We could all do with some beer right now, couldn't we? But fat chance of that. Instead, we'll sip this nice mint tea and drink a toast to my mate Philip. R.I.P.
Sitting there in the cafe, imagining Philip's lifeless body on the road, I wondered if it had been a completely wise decision coming to this country.